From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, how immigration is shaping the political debate, the issue of driver's licenses for illegal immigrants, just the beginning.
First, to the presidential race and how it's shaping up in the first battleground state, that is Iowa, where yesterday a poll showed Barack Obama surging to a narrow lead on the Democratic side. And today the buzz is about Mike Huckabee because a new poll shows the former Arkansas governor is challenging former Massachusetts governor Mitt Romney for the lead among Republicans in Iowa. And he's got a fresh endorsement. Listen to this. Here's Mike Huckabee's newest ad.
My plan to secure the border? Two words. Chuck Norris. There's no chin behind Chuck Norris's beard, only another fist.
Slate's John Dickerson joins us again. John, does Walker Texas Ranger have a lot of pull in Iowa, do you think? Here you see Mike Huckabee featuring Chuck Norris in a TV ad.
It gets some buzz going. And, you know, Huckabee has had this amazing rise with very little money and has done it all really at the grassroots level. And this ad was a way to try and generate some buzz and then generate some money so that he can put more ads on television that might be of a more policy-oriented nature.
Well, he's been an unusual candidate. He's gone on the Bill Maher show a lot on HBO. He's been on Stephen Colbert's show. He's played ping pong with NPR's Luke Burbank. This guy, he's an ordained Baptist minister, but he's really got a touch for running on popular culture.
He does, or you can just argue that he was so far back in the pack that he had to do anything that he could to get himself noticed and get a little news. But he seems to have done that pretty well, particularly in Iowa. But he's not doing as well in other states that are important to the GOP nominating contest.
A lot of his support in Iowa, the polls say, is coming from Christian evangelicals. Those are 70% of his voters. What is he going to do to broaden that a little?
He may not need to broaden it that much. You know, evangelical voters in Iowa are a very important part of the vote there. He needs to convince them that he's a serious candidate and that he can go on into the other contests and have a shot at the nomination, which basically means taking some votes away from Mitt Romney.
I saw this in those numbers. Half of those who are polled who say they're going to vote for Governor Huckabee say this is absolutely the guy for us. That's half of his number. Only 30% of Governor Romney's voters say we're absolutely going to vote for him. And in Iowa, that's a very important consideration, isn't it?
That's a big deal, yeah, because it means that Huckabee is, he's got a solid base. They've bought into him, and then he can go work on poaching people from other candidates, most notably Governor Romney. Romney, on the other hand, with that lower number, has to worry about losing his pals. You know, you imagine him going into a room and wondering, you know, who's going to leave him. So it makes for a nervous campaign season for Romney. Huckabee, on the other hand, can operate a little bit more from strength.
There's this about Governor Huckabee, though. A lot of people don't really know very much about his positions because he is a pretty new candidate. For instance, isn't this a man who has said, I do not believe in evolution and I would like to abolish the IRS?
He has said those things. It's not clear, though, that those are positions that are going to hurt him in a Republican primary. He's got bigger issues in the Republican primary, and those are on the issues on fiscal matters. And those who care about the immigration issue also question his record and some of his public statements about immigration. So he's got those two hurdles that'll be bigger in terms of getting the GOP nomination, and then he might have to face those other questions.
John Dickerson, political correspondent for Slate.com and a regular here on Day to Day. John, thank you again.
Thank you, Alex.